You guys have been talking about it and jumping on us about we need young cats on here, we need younger people on here, so we listen. I'm listening, I'm paying attention, and we're trying to work toward that, so just give us some time. We're going to try to get a nice blend of us and bring in some young guys. So yeah, all of them is, you know, in their 20s and shit, so... If they let you down, their Twitter handle. What up, everybody? This is another episode of Dead in Hip Hop. I'm here with, we got a whole new crew here. You know, a lot of you guys have been talking about we need to get younger members, this, younger members, that. Well, B and Mike couldn't make it, but as part of this Dead End Hip Hop youth movement, we have some 21 youngins up in here, some 20-something youngins in here.
Don't be disrespectful.
You don't have to be disrespectful. They haven't earned my respect yet.
Hey, I respect you because I'm still closer to y'all than I am to him.
Put some respect on my name.
This is how it is, you know. But Jay with Runaway Jukebox.
It's me, Jay Burritos from Runaway Jukebox.
Well, you know who I am.
I've been here. Not to brag or nothing, you know what I mean. No, I do a music podcast every Monday on SoundCloud, iTunes, called Runaway Jukebox. Talk about music the same way these guys do, just for, you know, a younger generation, that's all. So check us out, subscribe, check us out, it's dope.
Says a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of things I don't agree with.
He was on the last episode. I can't believe I didn't say that. Yeah, Ken was on the last episode last week. We talked for like 2 hours to talk some wild shit. It was great. Yeah. Just talking about the old generation, new generation of hip hop, and I tried to bridge it together, but I don't really think it worked out.
You saw how we opened this show. Yeah. Also, we have Damone Tyrell, incredibly dope rapper.
Hey, this is intro. Hey, you know we got Damone Tyrell? That's all you need to know about me.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Damone Tyrell, the Kango King. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here with Dead End Hip Hop.
So look, how we met, how we linked up.
Oh, yeah, man. I won the bar exam in November.
What's the bar?
Last year. Shout out to Mike Sick. I won the bar exam last year. I ain't even give a fuck about winning that shit. Then I got that certified bumping the whip from FIFO.
You know, this whole story is crazy, but you'll get more of that as we put out the Damone Tyrell EP.
Oh yeah, who the hell is Damone Tyrell? Just look out for that. Just look out for that. Just ask yourself that question.
But yeah, man, he just came up to the bar exam and he saw that we were on the panel and was like, yo, I'm gonna enter that shit. And I think at the last minute,
yeah,
came, entered, and he was the dopest motherfucker there. But delighted to have him on here. You guys know Rock. Also an incredibly dope artist that we've been working with, so she's still whipping some stuff up. I don't know if that's how y'all do it. Y'all can't do it.
Okay. Wow. No.
But yeah.
He did it with the arthritis. Can't really whip.
Like, yo, I can't move my elbow like I used to.
Yeah, this is all reserved for whipping asses. So Isaiah Rashad just released his new single, his latest single, Free Lunch, dropped. Well, technically it dropped last weekend, but somehow they pulled it or whatever happened, and then they re-released it. You know, it's on Apple Music, all the places where you can go listen to it. In addition to that, he dropped a video for the single, and in the video, he announced that his album is dropping September 2nd. Mm-hmm. So, we decided we're gonna get together and talk about Free Lunch, and just kind of what we thought about the single and what to expect from the album. So, FIFO, I know this is like a pure reaction from you.
Just fresh, just listen to it. My first impression was, man, this man sounds like a Southern Kendrick. On this track right here, and my expectations, I don't know, because I'm not a big fan of Sylvia Demo.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Remember?
Yeah. And me and my brother, we get into it all the time because he's like, "Yo, Isaiah Rashad is the dopest dude out of TDE," and I'm like, "I don't know about that." But that's how he feels, and he says Sylvia Demo is
that
hot.
It was cool,
but it just didn't hit me. I didn't connect with it.
How many times did you listen to it?
Huh?
Because it didn't connect with me the first time either, but I went.
I listened to it a lot. I haven't gone back since. So maybe I need to. Yeah. Maybe I'll go back before this project drops, so you know what I'm saying, I could get reacquainted with him. But I never felt it that way. You know what I'm saying? But this track right here is definitely dope. It's definitely dope. I think it sets my expectations high, especially because he's a member of TDE. Everybody sets the bar so high already that, you know, you drop a dope track and your project is about to come out, plus you got Top over here dropping J-Rock verses and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. your joint better be that, like, that great. And that's my expectation level for everything that comes out of TDE now. I'm excited. I think that what they're doing in hip hop now is just another great run. We've seen people have great runs, and that's what TDE is on. And I like the fact that it seems like they are on top of it all. Like, every I is dotted, every T is crossed, man. Like, they know exactly what they want to do and how they're gonna execute, and that's what they're doing.
There's nobody as consistent as them right now that's been putting out, especially with the artists that they have, that's been putting out the content that they've been putting out the way that they've been putting it out. Like, you could say Dreamville, but it's like, okay, Kaz put out something, but not everybody is checking for, like, Omen and everybody else on, you know what I'm saying, Dreamville, but everybody is on, everybody on TDE. It's like, yo, SZA dropping something. Isaiah's dropping something. Like, Schoolboy just, yo, that man, shit. Oh my God. But yeah, like, so nobody's as consistent as them right now.
You fuck with the single?
I think it's dope. When I first heard it, because I'm not really a big fan of Isaiah Rashad either. Like,
y'all,
I'm kind of
with
it.
I'm
kind of with
it. It might be a license thing.
Yeah. Nah, man, like, because I didn't listen to the entirety of Sylvia demo. I heard like a couple tracks and I was like, okay, these are cool, but he just doesn't resonate with me. I feel like
he, get him wrong.
So is it the lyrics? Because
it kind of like, he's
undeniable
just,
to me.
Yeah.
He, delivery.
He's smooth.
He's a little like,
he has fun with his music.
Like how Bryson Tiller is for Ken. It's like, and like, I, niggas gonna come at me, but it's like, it's just kind of like empty words for me sometimes. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he just be kind of like just saying shit. Free Lunch made me go back and be like, okay. Cause like, I had to listen to it twice, and I was like, I see what he's saying. I feel what he's saying. And then the video kind of tied it together and everything. So I fuck with the single and everything. So it makes me want to go back and listen to Sylvia Demo and be like, I was fucking up. I was tripping. But Webby Flow is my shit, though. Webby Flow is my shit. But I am looking forward to his next project, though. I will say that. Just based off Free Lunch. Yeah, like, I want to see what he, because that production was
Cam,
fucking, yeah. Cam Obi or something like that. Like, yeah, that production was lit. I was over here bopping. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, so that shit is tight.
But that's why I feel like, y'all, it's crazy that you say you don't like Sylvia demo, but you really like this song. Because, like, the grooves that even.
Yeah, it's the same groove. Yeah.
It felt like it's more refined with Free
Lunch. It's not like
sure.
It's not that I don't like Sylvia demo, because I can't. I haven't listened to the whole thing. Yeah, so I can't say that. But it's more so along the lines of, I just didn't. It didn't resonate.
And I understand that.
Shot Down came out and I was like,
See, what I give Isaiah, I give him props. I give people props where I feel is due. And where I give Isaiah props is he takes the South sound and he definitely makes it unique to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you could tell where he's influenced, but he doesn't sound like anybody I've heard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I give him props in that aspect, but for some reason it don't get me. Like, I don't know if he's not talking to me, but it just doesn't get me, man.
What did you think when you first heard it, though?
No, I love it. I loved it. I was already like, I already knew I was gonna be fucking with it. No, seriously, because I love Sylvia demo. Like, his shit just, it rides. Like, it bumps in the wind. It rides. And I love his delivery. Like, I love his character. Like, him, period. Like, dope. And TDE, like, again, TDE period. I'm looking forward to anything they're dropping.
You two as artists, here's the type of production that he raps over, even the sound period, and the type of flows and stuff that he's doing. Like, when you guys are listening to it as artists, like, what are you thinking in that regard? Because I know you guys have your own different styles as well, but like, is there anything that, like?
Sometimes, I guess when I'm listening to music, like, how I break it down, like, I have to listen to it a couple times. Like, I listen to the production, I listen to the delivery, I listen to lyrics, like, but I have to do it I have to listen to it over and over again, like, to really give my full on, you know.
Because I'm an artist, I like to snap out of it sometimes and just kind of be like, just listen to it for what it is instead of being like, this is here, that's there. Because like, if I get too analytical, I'm gonna start thinking of what I would have did better. Or what I would have did, and how maybe I would have fucked it up, or whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as far as production, though, I'll listen to, you know, maybe one of my favorite rappers and be like, yo, would I rap to this? Like, would I, and if I hear, like, and I will rap to Free Lunch. Like, you know, that shit is just smooth as hell, Like, I would spit on that. But, like, as far as just listening to music, because I'm an artist, I like to just, you know, be free and shit and be like, I don't want to think too hard on it.
I've been fucking with Isaiah Rashad for a couple years because Sylvia Demo, like, I remember I was on TDE SoundCloud page 2 years ago, and they dropped, they just dropped singles from other stuff, and they had Brad Jordan on there, and I was just like, who is this dude? And I remember watching the 2013 BET Cyphers, the one with like Kendrick, he was spazzing it, like the whole TDE crew was on there. Isaiah Rashad was on there. I was like, okay, this is cool or whatever. When's Kendrick coming on, right? But then I heard Sylvia Demo, and I was just like, yo, this dude is nice. He's just like, he's just smooth. I just like his the way he can just like ride a beat and just wait. So when I heard Free Lunch, I was just like, this is more what I love about Isaiah Rashad. Like, I've been waiting for them to announce an album for him for a minute. So I was just like, yeah, this is nice. Nelly was like real laid back and just kind of chill, right? And then Smile, he was a little more aggressive. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But then Free Lunch is just that real Isaiah Rashad, like the stuff where I was just like, man, I like this. Just sit back and just coast.
When I don't know if we all talked about this, but I remember when I heard Smile and Nelly, you know, good songs, but I don't think they got me like this one. Like, when this come on, you kind of get that bounce. Nah, but this one was different. Like, it had that bounce. Shout out to producer, I can't say his name. Cam
Obi.
Yeah, Cam.
So I fuck with this, and this one got me hyped for the album. And I think people have been waiting for Isaiah Rashad for a minute, you know, to follow up Sylvia Demo. Like, we've been talking about it on the show for a while.
Yeah.
And the thing about, going back to what you were saying about him fitting in with TDE, is that what they have done is they managed to assemble a roster of artists that are different, but incredibly dope.
Yeah.
So when you package them all together and put them out, you're not getting the same repetitive thing over and over and over again. Everybody has their own place on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like us, you know what I'm saying? We all have our own flair, our own style that we bring to it.
But you know, but the thing that separates them to me is how defined that they've been able to make their sounds, though. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, because sometimes when you have such a large roster, people, like you said, sometimes they could be similar or they could be different, but they may not be able to find a place sonically. You know what I'm saying? And all of these guys, I feel like, have mastered their sound. Like, this last Schoolboy project, he mastered his sound. You know what I'm saying? The last Kendrick project, that was his sound. And the way that they've been able to kind of build suspense, you know what I'm saying, for the next one. And I think that also sets that bar, that sets that expectation that we're not going to release anything whack. When we release it, it's uh-oh, what's gonna happen now? And I get that feeling from this.
They always talked about the friendly competition that they had with each other, and I always thought that shit was dope. It's like, you got Kendrick saying, yo, I'm better than J-Rock. You got Rock saying, I'm better than Q. Like, you know, and they all coming at each other. So it's like, everybody wants to be the top in TDE.
Exactly.
And I love that shit. I think that's what makes it so refreshing, and that's what keeps everybody up to par. Like, otherwise, they'd be all comfortable sitting around like, oh yeah, well, you know, I got it.
Yeah, because J-Rock dropped 9005 9. Yeah. Like, everybody was on it. Then Schoolboy dropped his. It's like, oh, hold on a second.
You don't know who's on top when people drop albums, because it just keeps shifting around.
Yeah, it keeps shifting.
I think J Rock has got it now, and then Schoolboy just like, shit. You just don't know, man.
Yeah, top dog. Yeah.
Am I the only one that watched the video?
Nah, I watched it.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just me. Yeah.
Oh, young generation, man. They always fucking up somehow.
two out of three people saw
it. I'm saying,
it.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
You had a fuck up, and you just had a fuck up. We're gonna get up out of here, but same as everybody. I'm looking forward to the project. Sylvia Demo was dope. I'm curious to see what he does, because, like we said before, with Schoolboy, Q review, Blank Face, the bar set. Bar is set fucking high. And Isaiah Rashad, he gotta come with it. If he brings more shit like Free Lunch,
he will.
But in his own way. Yeah, so cool. Well, let us know what you guys think in the comments section. And we out. Peace.